From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your Agribusiness Update. The Purdue University CME Group Ag Economy Barometer Farmer Sentiment Index rose 6 points in July to a reading of 103, somewhat more optimistic than June, but there's still a lot of uncertainty in the ag economy. Key commodity prices, including wheat, corn, and soybeans, all weakened during the month, and producers remain concerned over rising input prices and availability. 49% of the respondents said they expect their farms to be worse off financially a year from now. The National Chicken Council responded to the USDA's Food Safety and Inspection Service plan to declare salmonella a contaminant in frozen, raw, breaded, stuffed chicken products. Senior Vice President Dr. Ashley Peterson says the NCC is concerned about the precedent set by this abrupt shift in longstanding policy, which was made without supporting data. She believes FSIS already has the ability to ensure the continued safety of these products. The sale prices for good cropland in rural America continue upward, reaching a new high point in many states. Farmers National Company says the record sale prices continue to capture headlines, but there has generally been continued strength in the land market, with good cropland attracting the most attention from buyers. Senior Vice President Randy Dickhut says the upcoming months will set the trend in land prices.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with today's Agribusiness Update.